hey, hey, it's the one and only Sean IDK, and I got my boy, Emo Shopper.
Yeah. And I'll be back. I'm on Martin Lawrence right now. Oh, wait a minute.
Sean? Yeah.
Oh, I'm in the wrong podcast. What am I doing here?
I don't know. This is the Sean IDK podcast. All right,
fine. I got time spare. Go on.
All right, cool. All right, so, Iman, right? This generation, they have all these technology, the iPhone, the touch screen, the series, all this shit, right? But me, I've been struggling. Oh my God, I've been struggling. You know why I've been struggling? Because I always think about the past. I'm a 90s baby. You know what's the biggest struggle? And when I was a young kid that these kids don't understand?
What?
Bootleg movies. You know why bootleg movies? Because imagine, you know, it's Friday. Your mom gives you $7 to buy whatever. You buy Chinese food. Chicken wing, pork fried rice, you get it. You buy the movie from 2 days ago. Say what? Power Ranger or something. I don't know. The Karate Kid. Whatever movie, right? It doesn't matter. You know, you put it in. The movie star, you know, like, all right, cool. You hear a little, like, you know, cough. Like, his allergy season. But I'm pretty sure he got that under control. The movie starts, the shit is no good. People walking around. You hear a baby crying. You see people smoking. That's the struggle of bootleg movie. You don't know what you're going to get. You pay $5. You got to ask the person, is it good? Is it clear? He said, yeah, I got it. It's clear. And you got to stare at him. Is it clear? And if he blinks 5 times, you walk away. If he doesn't blink, you got a movie. But that's a struggle, man. Like, the bootleg movie was terrible. That's why we don't have them no more. They went to a recession. Huh?
Yes, we do. Go on YouTube.
Go on YouTube, yeah. And then you see what? The camera shaking. No. You're right.
It's easier.
It is. You actually got a point. I might have to, after this podcast, might go.
You should be happy that you got your bootleg movies on YouTube.
But you don't understand. Like, it's trauma. But what about you?
You want trauma? Let me tell you trauma about in the 90s. Have you ever tried giving a freaking Super Nintendo cartridge a blowjob? You ever did that blowjob?
No.
That's what we used to call it back in the 90s, where you had to blow into the cartridge just to make the game work.
Oh.
And then when the game doesn't work, you gotta pull out the magic Q-tip.
Oh, damn.
You gotta pull out the magic Q-tip and put it inside that cartridge, dig the dirt out, and then you put it in the system. Jeez. And then if that still doesn't work, guess what? You gotta put the magic Q-tip into the system.
Yeah.
You gotta put a stop to the system just to put the game in the system just to play the game.
You're right.
And let me tell you something about PS1 games back in the day. They were Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
They were not Blu-ray. One little scratch on that thing is done.
Oh, my God. Jeez.
One little scratch on that thing, on that PS1 CD is done.
For real.
Kids these days won't ever understand that because they can get PS1 games on download or emulation. I put that in quotes. Whatever that means.
I know what emulations are, okay? I also know about ROMs and everything. I even know about save states and everything. I'm technologically advanced, okay? Anyways.
But kids will never understand about those things. Just like how kids these days won't understand about rewinding a tape deck.
Oh, yeah. Preach!
Do you know how dangerous it is for that tape deck to rewind and you press that stop button at the wrong moment? Because if you press it at the wrong moment, all that film comes out of the radio and you're left with a broken tape. Mm-hmm. You also throw that tape deck out in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. You just wasted like $2 on a tape cassette.
For real. For real. Yo.
You can get a tape cassette for 50 cents, but back in the day, they used to be like $2 or $3, and you see that in the coconut store. These days, don't even know what a coconut is because they turn into music, FYE, and movies.
Facts.
These days, don't know about that store either because that store just went out of business. Like many years ago before COVID.
That's crazy. I remember that store, the FYE.
Yeah, man. Damn. Pop was fun to get Funko Pops, video games, all that good stuff.
Yeah, man.
Nowadays, you gotta download everything, or you gotta go to that so-called Hot Topic in the mall.
For real.
I know what a Hot Topic is, but tell any other 30-year-old or older what a Hot Topic is, and they'll say, what?
What the fuck is that? What the hell is that? You trying to seduce me?
Now, I'm pissed about Hot Topic because Hot Topic has been around since like the late 90s. And they had everything I ever wanted back in the day when I was a kid. Like rock bands and everything like that. It was like the place where the goth kids used to go. The problem is, Hot Topic was in another state. It was never in New York.
For real.
It wasn't until recently it got mainstream. You know it got mainstream when they mentioned that in South Park.
For real.
And I'm extra pissed because I wish I was at the Hot Topic in my 20s. Because I'm a 30-year-old old fart right now because I cannot wear any of them shirts. Do you know how tiny those shirts are? They only go up to 2X. I'm a 3X.
Damn! Dude!
Anyways. And then the moment you put it in the dryer, it shrinks.
That shit just shrinks is small. Extra small. You're right.
I hate those freaking graphic t-shirts, man. The moment you put it in the dryer, it shrinks and you can't wear them no more.
You're right.
And then, that's the Hot Topic in the Hot Topic.
That's a Hot Topic. That was a good one. For real. Yeah, to that sick, like the when you talk about the cartridge, oh my god. I had a 64 and I used to play a lot of games, Mortal Kombat, Never Start. And like I never tried a Q-tip, I'm not gonna lie. I went straight to the blowing thing. I just did all the spit was in my face, on my clothes. And eventually it works, but it's like they don't understand that. The CD was scratching. GTA, one scratch on it, cause you know when you go to the store, like the not GameStop, but you go to like a regular store in your neighborhood that have games, and you don't even pay attention that it got like that two scratch. Those two scratches are like you put it in, you excited. Don't start. You try to use alcohol, that shit doesn't work. You get toothpaste. You go on YouTube now and go do research on it. I don't want to do research. I want to play the fucking game. So you're right. You're right about this. Fix the system and fix these shit. I'm sorry, guys. I had to say that. But that, I'm going to cut this video. Nice and short. This is Sean IDK, and that's the one and only Iman. You hear what we just said? If you don't understand the struggle, keep your fucking mouth closed, all right? Peace. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your night. See you.